Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Fridge Air Purifier. Extend the life of your food and get rid of those bad odors for good. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and save $10 with code HOWIEFRESH.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up, named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
Hello, Grace Curley Show Nation. Welcome back to the show. It's Wednesday. We got a really great show planned. Tons of news, as always. I got Tom Shattuck joining us at 2:05. Talk about the mask mandates, the Olympics, all sorts of stuff. But what I want to talk about first is the announcement that came out yesterday. And I don't normally talk about yesterday's news because there's no need to. There's always so much fresh news to cover. But the reason I want to kind of recap before we really dive in and have conversations with each other about the vaccine and the surge and the Delta and the spread and the curve and the charts and the flows is that I noticed something yesterday. I don't think a lot of people are paying attention to the CDC anymore. Because I get off work, I call Will. For those who don't know, Will is my fiance. And don't make fun of me for saying fiance, because it's the wedding got postponed due to COVID, all right? It's not that I think the fancy French word is cool. I hate the word. I think it sounds goofy. But alas, here we are. So I called up Will, and I said, hey, did you hear about the CDC, the masks and stuff? He goes, no, what's going on with that? Will has a very a non-political job. And so he is not obsessed with this nonsense like I am. But I think that actually represents what a lot of regular Americans, how in tune they are with this. And the truth is they've tuned it out. I think most people have tuned it out. Because if the CDC did not exist, your life would pretty much be the same, or dare I say better. I don't think that this group of experts, Dr. Rochelle, impending doom Walensky, or Dr. Fauci, these doctors, these experts that go on TV day in and day out and spread fear and change their minds and kind of just play with the emotions of the country and the world, I don't think a lot of people give them much mind anymore. I think people are sick of them. I'd be curious though. Maybe most people are following this. We got a lot of texts yesterday when we were announcing this mask thing, and it didn't really break officially until around the 3 o'clock hour, but there were reports. Caitlin Collins, other people had inside sources from the CDC saying, you know, this is what most likely is going to happen. But there were people on the text line who were mad. They're angry. But then I'm walking around yesterday, went to a couple different places, ran some errands, and it didn't seem like anyone was rushing to get back to the old ways. And I think that is always the question here. You know, the CDC, you know what it's like? Here's what it's like. We talk about this a lot in my house. My parents were not yellers. They didn't yell at us. If they said something to you and they were mad, you know, we would know and we would quickly change our ways. But I had friends whose parents were yellers. And the more they yelled at their kids and the more they would get mad and scream, the less it had any effect on the kids. Like some of my close friends.
Loud noises!
They weren't afraid. They were just, oh, here she goes. She's yelling again. You know, I mean, it meant nothing after a while. It had no impact. That's what our experts have become. They're yelling, they're crying wolf, they're telling us that, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that. And most people are going, no, I don't. And the crazy part is that the vaccinated people are the ones who are now the most angry, because they're like, wait a second. All the left does is ridicule people who don't want to get vaccinated. You know, they're dumb. Joe Biden said it today, you know, about or yesterday about anyone who hasn't been vaxxed. Let's actually play that cut because it leads into what I want to say. He's asked about, you know, if people in his administration aren't vaccinated, and this is what he thinks of them. Cut five.
If you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
And there's all sorts of comments like this from the left, you know, that it's selfish and dumb and stupid. But the real issue here is, okay, then let people be, if that's what you think, then let people be selfish and dumb and stupid. It's not affecting you. You're able to get the vaccine. You know, and that really makes you think they're not doing this out of safety. They're doing it because they're obsessed with controlling what other people do. And that's not real life, especially not in the United States of America. Freedom brings with it a bit of risk, a bit of danger, you know, a bit of unpredictableness. And that's not what the left wants right now. So it's not that they care so much about people and they want to save lives. It's that, you know, they hate these people who aren't doing exactly what they're told. And then meanwhile, a whole nother slew of people are coming in from the southern border, and they don't say boo about that. You don't hear two words about all of the illegal immigrants pouring over our border with COVID-19. And so right there, it's hard for American people, especially vaccinated people, to reconcile this. I have to put a mask back on, even though I'm fully vaccinated, and you guys aren't going to do anything about this immigration crisis. And that's what it is. Now, if you missed the update yesterday, we're going to go over exactly what it is. I'm still kind of confused. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know what... I've never understood, like, when people give recommendations versus mandates, you know, where the legality of all this is very blurry. Because they're not going based off laws. They're going based off, you know, diktats. So let's first go to Rochelle, Rochelle.
Rochelle, Rochelle.
Thank you, Bet. Let's go to cut six. She's talking about, am I going in order, Jared, if I start at cut six? She's talking about the Delta variant. As Howie pointed out yesterday, she's doing the same thing Charlie Baker did, where she's, you know, making this Delta variant. She's giving it human qualities. You know, she's making it into this, she's personifying it, I guess you would say.
There's a lot at stake here.
So let's do Rochelle cut six.
I have said throughout my tenure at CDC that our guidance and recommendations will follow the science in our efforts to protect the health of as many Americans as possible. And today, we have new science related to the Delta variant that requires us to update the guidance regarding what you can do when you are fully vaccinated. The Delta variant is showing every day its willingness to outsmart us and to be an opportunist in areas where we have not shown a fortified response against it.
Delta sounds like a real jerk. Opportunist. By the way, I love how she says the science, because this is a new thing, you know, the science. Science changes, don't get me wrong. You know, you figure new things out. But this science is changing at a speed I've never seen. It's science. And I believe now what I'm about to read, I think this is from Ben Shapiro's new book, because he tweeted this out today. And he talks about the science. He talks about science versus the science. And now keep in mind, when I say the science, I'm referring to the left science. He actually writes it the science with the trademark symbol above. The science is a new thing. He says the authoritarian left has substituted the science for science. Science itself is a process of gathering knowledge through painstaking trial and error, through gradual development of a body of knowledge, through observation and data collection. Science requires that we believe in objective truths about the world around us. That doesn't coincide with birthing people, if you're wondering. That's not really an objective truth. Science requires that we believe in objective truths about the world around us and that we believe in our own capacity to explore the unknown to uncover those truths. Most of all, science provides the final word where it speaks. The science, that's what Rochelle's referring to. You know, she talks about new science, changing science. That's the science. The science is a different story. The science amounts to a call for silence, not investigation. We saw that with Dr. Scott Atlas. He was booted off of all the, you know, YouTubes and Twitter because he wasn't speaking the science. He was just speaking silence. Science. So he was silenced. We see that all the time. We have Dr. June Def on our show. We get kicked off for weeks because he's not speaking the science. When members of the new ruling class insist that we follow the science, they generally do not mean that we ought to acknowledge the reality of scientific findings. Otherwise, you know, transgender surgeries and things like that, that would be a whole nother debate. That's why J.K. Rowling received death threats, because she's not following. She's following science, but she's not following the science. They mean that we ought to abide by their politicized interpretation of science, that we ought to mirror their preferred solutions, that we ought to look the other way when they ignore and twist science for their own ends. The science is never invoked in order to convince. It is invoked in order to cudgel. The science, in short, is politics dressed in a white coat. Treating science as politics undermines science. Treating politics as science costs lives. That's precisely what the authoritarian left does when it invokes the science to justify itself. We saw the science prevail over science itself repeatedly during the pandemic to ugly effect. And if you don't buy that, if you think he's wrong, then before we go to break, I would like to tell you a little bit about the actual science and the actual numbers and data that doesn't really add up with the left's the science, okay? Now, the White House is saying that they're going to, you know, remask up. And this is Phil Kirpin. He put out this chart. He said summer was extremely quiet for COVID in D.C. emergency departments last year. So summer was extremely quiet for COVID in D.C. last year. But this year, even more so. Biden administration says this surge, he puts surge in quotes, justifies mask on vax. So masking up even if you have the vaccination. All right, are you ready for these? DC deaths with COVID by month reported. And again, I say this every time, not downplaying any death. All deaths are terrible, but you got to have perspective here. It's important. This is DC deaths. I'm not even going to go all the way back to March 2020 where there was 11. I'm going to skip to 2021. In January, 128 deaths. In February, 103 deaths. In March, 47 deaths. In April, 40 deaths. In May, 28 deaths. In June, 7 deaths. In July, 5 deaths. Now the White House says DC is a vaxxed mask on hot zone, with a total COVID hospital census of 21 people. And I said this yesterday, the entire purpose of all of this stuff, masking, social distancing, the arrows in the grocery store, plexiglass, it all was so that the hospitals would not be overrun and overwhelmed. I repeat, a total COVID hospital census in DC of 21 people. And I'm not making light of anything, but we have to have perspective. And I'm going to keep explaining this perspective to people because I think it's important. I think it's important to people to understand this and understand how deceptive Dr. Fauci and Dr. Rochelle Walensky are being. And now it's all this stuff about different hotspots. You're going to have to wear masks. That's a recipe for disaster. Now, certain areas you're going to have to wear masks. Then you cross the street, you're not going to have to wear one. It's absurd. We're going to talk all about this. I see you guys on the line, 844-500-4242. Call in. Are you going to do this again? That's my question. I don't think people are. I joked around with Jerry Callahan yesterday and said, I'm going to be the one at the CVS getting tased in aisle 5 by the makeup wipes because I refuse to put my mask on. But I think we're all getting to that point. They say Americans have never been as angry as they are right now. And for good reason. A lot of this stuff is unnecessary. And it's intrusive and it's insulting to our intelligence. 844-500-4242. Let's talk the new rules, the return of the mask. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Grace Curley. She's here for the love.
Would I rather be feared or loved? Easy, both. I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
Certainly, the Republican Party has been delinquent in embracing the science that people need to be vaccinated.
There it is again, the science. Katie Pavlich responded to this, and it was perfect. She said, this is a lie. The vaccine was developed under Republican President Donald Trump, who the Democrats and media mocked for doing so. Republican governors have urged vaccination, so has Mitch McConnell. Donald Trump was mocked, and I remember Chris Hayes ridiculing him for talking about a vaccine because it was so far off in the future. He was completely, he was made out to be a fool for being optimistic and for believing in American medicine and for believing in, ready for this, science. Not the science, but he believed in science, and that's why we have this vaccine. Speaking of Nancy Pelosi, what a segue. Today's poll question is brought to you today by Exit Realty. With over 25 locations in New England, they have you covered. To learn more about their innovative technology that gets your house sold, go to exitrealty.com/New England. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who is the worst California politician?
So the reason I chose this, several reasons. One is that Governor Gavin Newsom, it came out that he sent his kids to a maskless camp in California. And so his kids were out running around without masks on, and everybody else's kids in California have to have masks. So this blew up on the internet. He pulled the kids out of the camp. But I was laughing because I was thinking to myself, this guy keeps stepping in it. And every article I read about him, whether it's mainstream media or a conservative outlet, it always ends with, he's facing a recall. So he's hard to beat. But what are my options?
Dianne Feinstein, Gavin Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Eric Swalwell, or Kamala Harris?
Oh, so tough. I'm going to say Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi in the lead at 55%. Second place goes to Auntie Maxine at 23%.
How sad is California that DiFi is the best thing they have going for them. I mean, let's just be honest. She's the most normal out of that group.
I can't imagine why they don't have water and only have fire and everything's terrible.
Jared, I don't know what you're talking about. California is doing great. Have you not seen one of Gavin's press conferences lately? They are in good shape. Dave, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Grace. That's great. That's something my mother used to say. Nancy Pelosi wouldn't know science if it came up and bit her on the rear end.
Yes, I agree.
So, you know, I think this whole masking is going to backfire because the incentive, they're taking away one incentive to get vaccinated, which is the mask. If we have to put a mask back on, those folks that were thinking, if I could take my mask off and not have to have that anymore, then I'll go get vaccinated, right? They're taking away an incentive. And for Joe Biden to sit there and say, you're very smart, he's basically saying to people who aren't vaccinated, you're stupid.
Yeah.
What kind of president would say that? And if Trump said that, what if Trump said that? What if Trump said that?
Yeah, and Dave,
blasphemy.
Dave, you bring up a great point because I can't remember where I heard this the other day. It might have been on Fox, but I think it was Greg Gutfeld. He said, Trump always attacked the media. Biden seems to be attacking anyone who didn't vote for him. And that's not a good look. And to your point, he says that we're not as smart as he thought, or the people in his administration who don't get the vaccine aren't as smart as he thought. Keep in mind who the smartest guy he knows is. All right. The smartest guy he knows is renting a very expensive house in California and is blowing ink through straws to the tune of $500,000 a piece. We'll be right back, 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Dave. We'll take more on the other side. And we have Dr. Anthony Flip-Flop Fauci for you. This is going to be a great show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
The recommendations and the guidelines have been changed to say that if you are vaccinated, even though you are vaccinated, you are in an indoor public setting, in an area of the country with a high degree of viral dynamics, namely the red and orange sections on the CDC chart, then you need to wear a mask, even though you are vaccinated.
You know that the part about Fauci that I'm realizing is there's a real strength in being a non-elected hack, because he's not worried really about, you know, polling or popularity. He's a tyrant, and there's nothing we can do because he makes the rules And by the way, the Associated Press had this out. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says new mask-wearing guidance and more vaccinations could halt rising COVID cases in a couple of weeks. In a couple of weeks, where the Delta variant is fueling a U.S. surge. The CDC wants vaccinated people to wear masks indoors. One blue check noted, LOL, they're really doing the 2 weeks to stop the spread again. Yeah, we're back. Everything comes back around. History repeats eventually. And here we are. It's just the level of hypocrisy of these people. And now they're telling us that Republicans don't believe in the science. We don't believe in your science because your science doesn't make any sense. Masking little kids. That was another thing Rochelle said. Let's play the good doctor talking about how kids are going to have to wear masks in school. This is cut eight.
In areas with substantial and high transmission, CDC recommends fully vaccinated people wear masks in public indoor settings to help prevent the spread of the Delta variant and protect others. This includes schools. CDC recommends that everyone in K-12 schools wear a mask indoors, including teachers, staff, students, and visitors.
I'm telling you right now, this is a huge mistake. People are already fed up. People are already angry. You send these kids back to school again with masks in September, I think this is going to be such a bad idea for Democrats. I hope it plays out in the midterms because, oh my gosh, how much can these little kids take? It's insane. Richard, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Richard.
Yes, Grace. I was thinking that it's quite a contradiction that Biden blames all the deplorables that are unvaccinated for killing people. But at the southern border, they're letting in hundreds of thousands of unvaccinated migrants and spreading them all over the country.
Yeah, no, they're anywhere they want to go. You know, they get on a bus or a plane. And I'm glad you brought that up, Richard, because there's a story to Fox News that's kind of mind-blowing. Texas police learned COVID-positive illegal immigrants sent to local hotels after Whataburger encounter. Ready for this? This happened in South Texas. Authorities in South Texas said Tuesday they've learned that illegal immigrants who have possibly tested positive for COVID-19 were being released from federal custody to a Catholic charity, which booked hotel rooms for them without notifying local officials. The La Jolla Police Department said a patrol officer was waved down Monday by someone concerned about a group that appeared to be sick at a Whataburger fast food restaurant. The officer found a family inside who were coughing and sneezing and not adhering to health guidelines, including the wearing of masks, authorities said during a news conference. A manager told the officer they wanted the people to leave the establishment because they were making everyone inside uneasy. When the officer approached the migrants, they said they had tested positive for COVID and had been apprehended by Border Patrol agents several days prior before being released. They didn't have documentation to prove they were COVID positive. Why do I believe them anyway? You know, I'll take their word for it. We did not know this, he said. This is the La Jolla Police Sergeant Manuel Casas. We did not know this. No one told the city of La Jolla. No one told the police department that these people were here. And no one told us that these people were possibly ill. The migrants told the officer they were staying at the nearby Texas Inn and Suites. The hotel manager told authorities that the Catholic Charities of the Rio Grande Valley had booked rooms in the hotel to house undocumented immigrants detained by Border Patrol. And another person today, I think he's a comedian, Tim Dillon, and he had a great point about this. He said, you can't chastise people for not getting vaccinated, but also not care about thousands of unvaccinated people crossing the border. It's logically incongruent. And the fact that no one understands this is, or people are pretending they don't understand why people are so frustrated, is insane. Byron York had a really good piece where he talked about how this COVID's going to backfire on Joe Biden, how COVID at first, he was the COVID president, you know, cases dropped drastically. due to Trump's vaccine, Operation Warp Speed. So he basically just had to sit there and let it all play out. But now his handling of it, which has been the only positive polling he's received, is from how he's handled COVID. This could change that. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Grace.
Hi.
I just want to, I live in South Portland, Maine, and my grandchildren do also. And I, this morning I called all the members of the school board to tell them what I thought about wearing masks, the kids having to wear masks again. You know, I asked them to please consider the emotional and the developmental and psychological effects of it. And I actually got a call back from the chairman, who was very nice and very, very forthcoming, seemed to kind of agree with that assessment. So I was excited about that. And I encourage everybody to get in touch with their school boards.
Yeah. And Nancy, you make a great point. I encourage everyone to run for your school boards, to become part of the school board committees. I mean, parents, I think that is one silver lining of this, is parents are finally realizing how strong these teachers' unions are, how ruthless they can be, how much they don't care about your kids or your kids' well-being. And it's all, I feel like COVID's over for the adults, but it's not over for the kids. And we're going to be dealing with repercussions of what we did to these children for a very long time. A lot of these young kids in first, second, third grade can't read because they spent so much time, you know, trying to figure out the Zoom and not really paying attention. And, you know, a lot of kids are getting depressed. It's awful. Gary, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, Grace. I want to thank you and RKO for not aggressively supporting the vaccine and killing off Trump voters and improving the gene pool. I thank you for that.
Oh, I get it. He's being, yeah, okay. Good one, Gary. I'm not anti-vax. I actually, to Gary's chagrin, I actually went yesterday and was, you know, went to the CVS and was, you know, asking about different vaccines, getting my information. I'm not anti-vax. I'm anti-forcing people to do things that they don't want to do. And, you know, there's a great piece by Ben Weingarten that he's going to come on at 105 that talks about how oppressive governments start. They always start by looking out for your health, you know, looking out for your best interest, doing things because they know better and they know how to protect you. And Gary would be surprised how quickly that can morph into something else. Ronnie, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Hey, Grace, thank you so much for taking the call. Like you, I'm not a conspiratorial person. I'm much more an Occam's razor type of person. But what's becoming apparent to me is that these zealots that are demanding that children wear masks in school and everything, they know damn well that kids are overwhelmingly like the smallest percentage of COVID deaths. They know overwhelmingly that kids aren't at risk. But the reason that they insist on it is simply to condition these kids to take all of their authority from the government.
Yeah.
You know, not from their parents, not from their God, not from anything else, but government. You know, and that's what really bothers me the most, especially when you unpack the curriculum that these kids are being exposed to on top of all of it. But it's just about control and nothing else. This serves no practical health purpose if you follow the science. The deaths are overwhelmingly very old, very sick people, not kids.
Not kids. And Howie had Dr. McCary from Johns Hopkins on last week. And I think the number, thank you for the call, by the way, I think the number was zero kids who didn't, you know, there were kids who died, sadly, who had comorbidities or you know, underlying health conditions. But zero kids who were, you know, healthy died from COVID. And he said, nobody cares about this information. Like, nobody wants to put it out there because it doesn't fit the narrative. It doesn't fit Randy Weingarten's idea of what should be happening in this country. And I do want to read a little bit about this. I see you guys on the line. I'll keep taking the calls. 844-500-4242. Biden's job approval rating is positive, about 52% in the Real Clear Politics average of polls. Like most people, I should add in here, I don't really pay attention to the polls, but I do find this trend interesting. President Donald Trump never exceeded 47% approval in the RCP average, but it is lower. Joe Biden's approval rating is lower than President Barack Obama, who stood at about 56%. Now, in a recent ABC News poll, Biden has a 63% approval rating for his handling of the pandemic. His approval rating for handling the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border was 37%. His approval rating for handling crime, 39%. So it is not an exaggeration to say that Biden has so far been a COVID presidency. Without support for his handling of the pandemic, Biden's job approval rating might well have dipped below 50% for his first months in office. But during those months, the COVID news was nearly all good. The number of new cases plunged dramatically, more than 90%, in a process that started in the final weeks of Trump's time in office. Biden also scaled up distribution of the vaccine developed by Operation Warp Speed. Americans who elected Biden last November at a time of grave concern about the pandemic approved of his approach. The question of how to persuade more Americans to get the vaccine is sure to vex Biden, caught between supporters like Gary, who favor a more authoritarian approach, and those who want to continue the administration's persuasion efforts. The COVID issue promises to be a mixed bag for Biden compared to the positive story it was in its first few months. He has also reached a point where he can no longer misdescribe spending bills as COVID relief. Biden's bipartisan infrastructure deal focused on projects like roads, bridges, airports, trains, and Biden's enormous human infrastructure bill will have to be passed with a 50-50 tie in the Senate, broken in Biden's favor by Kamala Harris. And that's only if Biden can corral all 50 Democrats for the bill and win the approval of the Senate to use the device of reconciliation to pass it without a Republican filibuster. Now, this is the part I found the most interesting. The Gallup organization says Biden's approval rating is showing the first signs of meaningful decline, especially among independents, from 61% in his first few weeks in office to 48% today. That is the first time Biden has fallen below 50% with independents, among whom he is no longer reaping the benefit of simply not being Donald Trump. Thinking about the next, but perhaps the biggest warning for Biden is in one simple question in the ABC poll. Thinking about the next 12 months, would you say you feel optimistic or pessimistic about the way things are going for this country? You ready for this? At the end of April, 64% said they felt optimistic versus 36% who felt pessimistic. Today, 45% feel optimistic versus 55% who feel pessimistic. People are waking up to the fact that we have the emperor has no clothes. He's walking around talking about how his butt's been wiped. And he's telling us
it's all about round-the-clock sex.
And he's telling us all to put masks back on. He has no idea what he's doing. He's killing our energy independence. He's letting illegals flood through the borders. It's people are waking up to this, especially independents. Let's go to Sean really quick before we go to the break. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, I have a boots-on-the-ground report for you. I just went to the gas station this morning to pick up a breakfast sandwich, and there's a bunch of people wearing masks. I went to the CVS, too, and there are a bunch of people wearing masks there. In Vermont, we've been mask-free for like a month or so. So I don't know. I think they're coming back. Maybe Rachel Maddow said something last night. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's definitely looking like it's going to come back in some way. I just don't know if normal Americans are going to put up with this. That's my question. But I think people who were sad about the mask ending are more than happy to throw them back on, you know, show solidarity with Dr. Rochelle and Dr. Fauci. We'll be back with more of your calls. Our friends at Eden Pure are launching a new refrigerator air purifier that is guaranteed to keep your food fresher for longer. This is a really cool product. It's really small. It's smaller than a soda can, but it's really powerful. So it uses a lot of the same technology as our best-selling Thunderstorm that sold over 100,000 units. But what this does is it has a rechargeable battery, it goes right into your fridge, and it kills fungus, bacteria, and mold that rots your food. It always amazes me how quickly food goes bad and how much money you waste, but not with this product. Also, side note, it helps with the smell. Sometimes you open up a fridge and it stinks. That is the worst.
Yeah, you're in the office and everybody's had their lunch, or there's a half-open can of tuna on a shelf for no reason whatsoever.
And you lose your appetite.
Yeah, right away that smell. But you don't have to. Now, again, we're lucky. There's no open tuna in the fridge, but were there to be, you wouldn't have to worry about it with the fridge purifier.
We are not suggesting, Howie Carr, who's listening to the show, that you should be leaving cans of tuna in the fridge. But Like Jared said, if you did, we would survive. I'm urging listeners to get several of the Eden Pure refrigerator air purifiers for friends and family, any extra fridges you have, or for small places where you need to get rid of odors. And right now, Eden Pure is offering a great deal. They're offering $10 off their lowest sale price to my listeners this week. That's right, $10 off the lowest sale price with free shipping. Keep your food fresher for longer with Eden Pure. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACEFRESH. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACEFRESH. Hurry, these will sell out quickly. I'll be back on the other side with more of your calls. 844-500-4242. Return of the Mac. We actually have a little remix we're going to play on the other side. Return of the Mac gets a little upgrade. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. She's the friend you never knew you needed.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Okay, make that best friend. It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Russ, you're next with Grace. Go ahead, Russ.
Grace, to all the government sheep, if we were all vaccinated, we would still get the Delta variant. The existing vaccine will not cover it. That's the thing that they, you know, all they're going to tell you is the fact that it won't be as bad, but it doesn't cover it. You know, this pandemic has been handled by trial and error for the last year and a half. They keep changing the game plan. We're seeing the practice of medicine in action. You know, to me, forced vaccination is equivalent to the Nazis experimenting on human beings. Our government is using the same rationale. It is for the advancement of the society.
Yeah, well, we're not at forced vaccinations yet, thank gosh. I know they're mandating some of them, but you could argue whether or not those are actually forced. But there's a good piece by Carol Markowitz. She says, the hysteria has consequences. Laptop class workers don't suffer, of course, as big tech firms delay reopening their offices. But all the small businesses that support the big businesses in Silicon Valley suffer. It's these, I think that's a typo, Silicon Valley. It's the restaurants that rely on business lunches, the shoe shiners, dry cleaners, and parking lot attendants who pay the price of laptop class hysteria on both coasts. The pajama wearers, as I've written in these pages, can always type away from their couches. They collect their checks feeling superior for having fought the pandemic just by staying home. They love to obey the latest public health directives, however irrational, and they can afford to do so. The laptop class never suffered as other New Yorkers did. Its members didn't spend sleepless nights wondering if their businesses would ever reopen. Their livelihoods never came under attack. And that's the truth. And it's something that I don't think gets enough attention, is that there are people who liked these lockdowns. There are people who enjoyed them, who felt morally superior for not complaining about being locked in. Because you have your iced coffee and you're sitting on your patio in the Hamptons. Must be nice. Some of us dread these upcoming lockdowns. We will be right back with Ben Weingarten from Newsweek. Don't go anywhere. It's The Grace Curley Show.